Good morning. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, welcome to Christ Lutheran Church, where our mission is to gather in worship, grow in God's word, and serve in Jesus' name. If you're a visitor, we're so thankful you're here on the first Sunday of Advent. Happy New Year. It's the first day of a new church year. Yes, my hair is purple. That's how much I love Advent. Blue, purple is an alternate color to the blue that is in our pyramids. I also want to invite Linda Simonson up to give an announcement about the thank offering that's going to go in this basket.
Today is thank offering in our church, and during the offering, if you have a thank offering to bring, bring it to that front basket. If you don't have it today, you can drop it off in the office or you can catch me sometime. I will not send it in until the end of December. If you write a check, you can write it out to CLCW or Welka. It doesn't matter. And then on the notation, please make sure you put thank offering or put it on the outside of an envelope if that's what you have. We appreciate it. The thank offering goes for different loans and grants around the world, scholarships, things like that for different programs that are available within the ELCA. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda, and thank you to Welka for your ministry. If you would like to participate in the ministry of being a worship helper, that means handing out the bread and the wine on Christmas Eve, December 24th at 3 or 5 p.m., or Christmas Day at 9 a.m., that sign-up sheet is in the narthex, so please sign up for that. Last but not least, the toys, what is it called? The Giving Tree tags are up in the hallway. So if that is your Christmas ministry, here is one. 13-year-old boy wants Nerf gun, Legos, anything Nintendo related. Just bring your gifts in unwrapped and look at the wish list there. Now I want to invite the Dording family to come forward and light the first blue candle on the Advent wreath.
Christ was born just as God has promised. God's people in our time, other times waited and trusted in that promise. Our hope is in Christ who comes into our hearts and promises to return. The candle of hope reminds us. Today we light a new candle, the candle of faith, to remind us that we can trust the God who keeps his word.
But not all the Israelites accepted the good news, for Isaiah says, "Lord, who has believed our message?" Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. Father, we have heard enough to believe. Help us not to hear only, but to trust. You have said we can live forever by trusting you. So like many before us, we believe in Jesus. Amen. We're also so grateful to Becky Peterson, our interim bell choir director, and that we have the ministry of the bells today. Please stand and let us sing together, "Fling Wide the Door." Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who alone does wonders, who lifts up the lowly, who fills the hungry with good things. Amen. Let us confess our sin, trusting in the tender mercy of God. God, for whom we wait, in the presence of one another, we confess our sin before you. We fail in believing that your good news is for us. We falter in our call to tend your creation. We find our sense of self in material wealth. We fear those different from ourselves. We forget that we are your children and turn away from your love. Forgive us, Blessed One, and assure us again of your saving grace. Amen. God in Christ Jesus has looked with favor upon you. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, your sins are forgiven. You are children of the Most High, inheritors of the eternal promise, and recipients of divine mercy. God strengthens you anew to follow the ways of peace. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Stir up your power, Lord Christ, and come. By your merciful protection,
alert us to the threatening dangers of our sins
and redeem us. Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated.
first reading is from Isaiah 2, verses 1 through 5. The word that Isaiah, son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In the days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of mountains and shall be raised above the hills. All the nations shall stream to it. Many peoples shall come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths." For out of Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations, and shall arbitrate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Please read responsively with me Psalm 122. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is at unity with itself. To which the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, the assembly of Israel, to praise the name of the Lord. For there are the thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls and quietness within your towers. For the sake of my kindred and companions, I pray for your prosperity. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek to do you good. The second reading is from Romans 13, verses 11 through 14. Besides this, you know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us live honorably as in the day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in debauchery or licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. Here ends the readings. Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the disciples, "About that day and hour no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away. So too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together. One will be taken and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." The Gospel of the Lord, we say.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen. The point of this sermon is, believe in plowshares, even when you are surrounded by swords. Why was the turkey invited to play in the band? It had the drumsticks. That was a free one, yeah. Who is not hungry at Thanksgiving? The turkey, because it's stuffed. All right, this one's going to make you have to think. What do you get if you divide the circumference of a pumpkin by its diameter? Pumpkin pie, yeah. All right, thank you. Thank you. The point of this sermon is, believe in plowshares when you are surrounded by swords. Our Lord Jesus believed in his heavenly Father even when he felt abandoned by his heavenly Father on the cross. Jesus still fulfilled the mission he was given, though that mission cost him great personal pain and suffering. And before he fulfills that mission, he gives this unsettling prophecy that we read in the Gospel of Matthew today. The prophecy is about how the day of the Son of Man is coming. And you won't know when, but it will feel exactly like the day the flood arrived for Noah and for those who were swept away. These dark and worrisome images and experiences are woven like a golden thread of salvation to create a fabric connecting earth and heaven. A fabric that no blade can sever throughout Holy Scripture. When Jesus dies for the sake of the forgiveness of sins for the entire world, all swords and all plowshares are brought together into the plans and purposes of a God who wields both swords and plowshares to fulfill God's desires. We live in a world filled with swords, both metaphorical and painfully real. And so did Isaiah. Isaiah lived during a time of great warfare and loss. The tradition in his time is that when a person experienced loss, like maybe a health problem or financial ruin or the death of a loved one, what they would do is tear their cloak in two and then cover their head with ashes. And the way it's told in Scripture is then they would sit down in the pile of ashes and lament with both sorrow or repentance or both. Isaiah also wrote about God granting the nation of Israel a garland of beauty in every place where there are ashes. And that promise helped Isaiah get through some tough times. And God kept that promise that every place where there had been ashes and destruction would be some new growth. A shoot would come forth from the stump of Jesse. And maybe if you're a singer or you like music, you've heard a Christian song called Beauty from Ashes. Anyone ever sing that song? It's a sometimes popular on Christian radio. A powerful example of God making beauty from ashes comes from the creation of a worship experience that we are going to get to experience on December 18th, right here. Thanks to our interim choir director, Vicki Harrison, and our choir. It's called Lessons and Carols, and you may have heard it. It is famously broadcast from King's College, Cambridge, in England. It was made famous by a man who was inspired by his grim experience as a soldier in battle to create a vision of beauty. His name is Eric Milner White. He was a graduate of King's College in Cambridge, England, and was appointed as the chaplain of the college in 1912, 4 years after his ordination as a priest. When the war broke out in 1914, he volunteered as the military chaplain and witnessed the horrors of trench warfare on the Western Front. This is what he writes in a letter back home. Most of life is at night, and the nights are filled with prolonged terror, a horrid, weird, furtive existence. Battle is indescribable, unimaginable, a continuous firework of light balls going up from the German trenches. But most awesome is the noise. We feel powerless against those splitting cracks and roars and dream of the metal tearing its way into the bodies of poor men. Milner White was decorated for courage under fire and released after what he called a battle of special horror in early 1918. He returned to King's College Chapel and was appointed dean. After the war ended, Milner White set out to create a Christmastide service as a gift to the city of Cambridge that would serve two purposes. First, to grieve the loss of those from the city and the college who had died. 23% of the members of King's College died during the war, including his roommate. And you can still see the list of names of those who died on a plaque there. That first Christmas Eve of 1918, though, the plaque wasn't there because they didn't even know who had lived or died yet. The second thing he wanted to do was reform the simple beauty of Christian worship that would shine a light to those who had lost their faith in the horrors of war, whether serving in it or watching it take place. He said the main theme of Lessons and Carols is the development of the loving purposes of God as viewed through the windows and words of the Bible. Rather than a lecture, he designed the service to focus on the color, warmth, and delight of God's love. And so that tradition became established there. I hope that you can attend on December 18th. December 11th will be the children's program. So we're looking forward to their offering as well, a different kind of pop-up pageant. For all of these events, including the Wednesday nights, maybe you could invite a friend this year to come out of the darkness together and share the light here. Meanwhile, if you find yourself sitting in the proverbial ash heap, remember Isaiah and the cross of Calvary, covered with blood and shame, and remember Milner White, who took his sword and turned it into a plowshare. And remember this prayer he wrote because of his experience with the sword. O God and Father of all, whom the whole heavens adore, let the whole earth also worship you, all nations obey you, all tongues confess and bless you, and men and women and children everywhere love you and serve you in peace through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us stand and sing together. Rejoice, rejoice, believers. Affirm our faith in God using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. As we prepare for the fullness of Christ's presence, let us pray for a world that yearns for new hope.
Remembering especially Dee, our bishop, and the synod staff, strengthen your church around the globe to proclaim the message of your love coming to the world. Open our hearts to recognize your face in all people, in all of creation, God, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
For our enemies, for those who serve in our armed forces of our nation, especially Maddie, Bryce, Ryan B., Cassandra, Darren, Kiana, Eli, Ryan S., and Jacob. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give a heart of discernment and integrity to all leaders, including Joe, our president, Tim, our governor, and Tom, Norman, Ryan, Mandy, Neil, and Bruce, our mayors, for peace and justice in all nations, and including the communities of Biscay, Brownton, Glencoe, New Auburn, Plato, and Silver Lake. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For all locations affected by natural disasters, God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of comfort and care, be present with those on our prayer list and those celebrating a birthday or anniversary. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Remembering all victims and all perpetrators of gun violence, deliver us from all violence. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for wisdom, peace, and justice to prevail in the Ukraine. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For your mission for Christ Lutheran Church, for the person who will be called to be the next pastor, and for the call committee, for the many ministries planted here, including Pastor Elizabeth and the church staff. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For those who have died, especially Jeanette Nelson, may they rest in peace and rise in glory. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. God of our longing, you know our deepest needs. By your Spirit, gather our prayers and join them with the prayers of all your children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you. Please be seated while the ushers pass the offering plates. If you'd like to bring your offering to Christ's well, now's the time to do it. And those who are bringing a thank offering to the welcome basket, please come forward at this time and bring it directly to the basket. Holy God, the earth is yours and everything in it, yet you have chosen to dwell among your creatures. Come among us now and strengthen us to be your body for the world, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated for a temple talk.
Many of our Christ Lutheran family members have lost a loved one this year. They will be experiencing their first Christmas without a spouse or a parent, a sibling, or grandparents. And this will be a sad time this year. Most of us have lost a loved one, a close family member or a friend, and the holidays may bring us sad memories too. My family has experienced this. The fellowship team is hosting a holiday healing connection next Sunday, December 4th, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. in the Narthex. For many of us, if we're lonely and we're grieving, evenings are the hardest time of the day. Everyone who's experienced a loss or who just wants to come and be supportive, everybody's invited for hot apple cider, hot chocolate, and refreshments to come and share stories about their loved ones, sad stories, happy stories, and visit. When our son died, one of the hardest things for our family was that nobody talked about him anymore. And he'd lived, we loved him, but his name was just not mentioned. This is an opportunity to come and share about your loved one and tell stories. If you need a ride, please call the church office. We'll make sure that you get here. We hope that you're able to come and join us on December 4th. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other announcements? Please stand. God, the eternal Word, who dwells with us in Jesus and who holds us in the grace of the Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. Go in peace. Christ is near.